So for those who didn't attend my gluon talk yesterday, here's a small roundup of who I am. As has already been mentioned, my name is Dan Lanier Tuathrat Jensen. I work for a small company called KO, where I started earlier this year. So that's a fairly new thing. But my contributions in KDE goes down considerably further. I started in 2002 by creating an icon set called Reinhardt's. And most of you will have never heard of it. Gathered up a total of 10,000 downloads over about 8 years. But after that, I joined the Amarok team as a usability dude, I believe was my description in the credits. And most recently, I joined the Gluon project and then obviously joined KO and started working on Calligra. And the one of the interesting things about KOffers is that it is probably, no, it's not probably, it's the oldest of the free office suites out there. OpenOffice and LibreOffice, their code base stretches back considerably further, something like 20 years or so. However, they didn't start out as a free office suite. That's a reasonably new development. Calligra used to be called KOffice. This changed with the release in January, officially changed back then, where a split happened and Calligra was the main benefactor of this. It's based on Qt, which is, as you mostly will know, the powerful cross-platform development framework, originally developed by the trolls up in Norway, now owned by some small inconsequential company in Finland. And it's also based on KDE Libs, where we use a bunch of very powerful functionality, which is very boring and very technical and not particularly relevant here, but yes. It was started as an office suite in 2001. Some of the applications have existed longer, in particular Krita, which has existed under a variety of names, such as K Photoshop and K Image Shop, where there was a company in California that took offense to that naming scheme, so it had to be changed and became Krita. Which also sparked a discussion about the naming of all of the other applications, because the whole naming of applications as K something or Win something or Mac something, or you get the point, it's getting a bit old. So we decided to come up with a new naming scheme and came up with this. Now, all of the icons, as you can probably tell, are the old ones. However, they've become, KWord has become Words, wonderfully clever name. Tables is our new name for the spreadsheet application. Stage is what you are tentatively looking at now. I will get back to that in a little bit. The creativity graphics suite, we have Carbon, which is a vector graphics program. We have Krita, which is a not an image manipulation tool. We are not trying to out-GIMP. What we are building instead is an artist's tool where graphical artists, visual artists, can create new imagery. So it is a productivity tool, not a modification tool. We have Kexi, the database front end. We have Plan, project management tool, and we have Flow, which is the new name for Kivio, which is a diagram editor, so flow charts and the like. We have a whole bunch of support for, we have support for a whole bunch of different formats. and I won't insult you by reading them off the slide, but what this really means is that our native file format is ODF. This is a not entirely new development. When ODF was originally specified back when, KOffice was very rapid, very fast to adapt to this and say, oh, we really like this idea, and swapped out all of the old native file formats, being K-words format and K-spreads format and so on, and replaced them all with ODF. But of course, we also support importing from all of these many other interesting or less interesting formats, depending on who you happen to be. And export, of course, as well. It's not really listed here, but we do export to a whole bunch of them as well. The development team around Calligra is very varied, spans the globe, as so many open source project development teams do. We have a core team of about 20 people, including translators, this becomes a considerably larger number, in that we are part of the KDE project. We get a lot of help there, which means that Calligra is available in about 170 different languages, and that's not just a number pulled out of a hat, that's actually true. 170 different languages. It's considerably more than some of our proprietary competitors can boast about. I believe Microsoft Office currently sits at about 25 or 30 languages. And as it says, we meet twice a year, work on design decisions and development. And this is something that you will be aware of as developer sprints. Recently, however, these developer sprints have become more than just sprints. The most recent one was 30 people, which is kind of a large number for a developer sprint. It becomes so big that it has turned into something of a small convention, which is what it will be next time around. But they will still be biannually? No. Yes, whatever. Every 6 months, roughly. With developers flying in from the globe, meeting together in one place to be able to do these high bandwidth discussions on design and development that need to happen every once in a while, that due to personality conflicts and the like, doesn't really work in a mailing list or on IRC or whatnot. So developer sprints, like they mostly are, but slightly bigger than so many of the others. And one of the interesting things that I will get back to shortly is the scalability and the way in and the base design of how Calligra works. And this is what has allowed us to build the mobile office viewer, which is a Nokia supported project, started in 2009, and it's mostly a community run project with some financial assistance, some paid work from Nokia as well, but it's all done in the open. It all sits, there's no secret project anywhere that will suddenly appear out of nowhere. This one is entirely done in the open in Calligra's main repository. And to get this off the ground, the core team of Calligra decided to start a small company called KO, so that Nokia had somebody to take up the contract with and someone to do all the contracts with and so on. All of these funny things that you have to be able to do when you're dealing with large companies who can't just hire you on a freelance basis or something like that. And originally started as a company just to do this project, it has since become a company based around open documents, not just ODF itself, also other formats. There is talk about, I was introduced as a Gluon developer earlier, there is talk about assisting in the development of open games as well, if there are any customers interested in it, which we hope. As I mentioned, I would get back to the structure of Calligra, and this is what it really sort of looks like, where you have an office engine instead of, you have an office engine and a set of user experiences built on top of that, as opposed to what you have in other office suites where the business logic and the user interface are fairly tightly bound together. So this means that we have something very close to what you, most of you will know, WebKit, which is an engine that you use to build web browsers on top of. Then Calligra engine is the same thing, a library on top of which you build Office applications. An interesting little point here is that this is not, in fact, Stage. This is not KPresenter. This is Ocular, the generic document viewer in KDE, which uses the Calligra engine to show open document formats. And yes, the status of, yes, I didn't actually make these slides, but just the imagery is fairly clear here. We had a hot rod of a car, which has been spruced up and become really, really powerful, but it's still a little bit edgy, still a little bit funny. And what we're aiming for in the next version, which is out, I believe later this year, I'm not entirely sure, is the supercar you see up in the corner. Streamlined, polished, everything is cool. What I was mentioning before, we are based on Qt. It's very straightforward, a very clean code base. Everything is pluginified. You can rip out bits that you don't want in your application if you should so desire. As I was saying, your user applications, the user interfaces you build on top of the Calligra engine are entirely disconnected, so you don't have to worry about, oh, this is something that you had to do to get the desktop version running, and no, you don't have to worry about that at all. You can build something else entirely different based on QML, for example, or someone came up to the booth earlier today and asked about, but what if I don't like Qt? Can I build a GTK-based user interface on top of it? Yeah. I mean, you'd still have to use the Qt-based Calligra libraries and the KDE libs integration in the Calligra engine. But yes, you would be able to build a GTK-based UI on top of it without having to do ugly jumping through the hoop type things to get it to work properly. So very, very flexible. I saw some numbers as well earlier today. My counterpart, who should have been standing here, posted a blog entry where he mentioned that the code base of Calligra versus the LibreOffice code base is about a quarter of the size, not less, a fifth. Because the LibreOffice code base is about 5.5 million lines of code, and the Calligra engine is 1.2, I believe it was, something like that. And I know a lot of you here will be sitting thinking, that lines of code thing, it's not really a good statistic for anything, but if you are comparing literally the size of two code bases, you know, it is really the only way of doing it. But as well, we don't have the historical baggage that certain other engines are carrying around. So a small presentation of the various UXs we've got. We've got the desktop version. These are slides from the MIGO conference, by the way, hence the MIGONs in the corner. This is a K-presenter, as it looked about half a year ago. It has changed somewhat, but it still looks more or less like this. But it only looks like that on the desktop. And I will do that in a short moment. I just want to compare it to what the mobile version looks like. This is the same application, or a different UX, but for the same purposes, running on an N900. So this is the MIMO mobile UX, which is called Calligra Mobile. It used to be called FreeOffice, if any of you have heard that term before. It is now called Calligra Mobile, because nobody really had any positive feelings about the old name. And we have a work in progress version of a tablet-based user interface, so something similar to the N900 user experience, but running on a much, much bigger system. In this particular case, the WeTab, which most people here in Germany will know. Right, so that demo thing. Yes, and as you can see, this is not K-presenter, this is this is Ocular, yes, thank you. So, actually no, let's go for stage. And open up this. So that's what it looks like today. The slide layout selection, document, scroll through the document. Oops, I was maybe a bit ahead there. Like you would expect a desktop UX for a presentation tool, more or less, to look. There is a whole lot of work currently going into user experience design for this, because it is agreed that while it's not the worst in the world, it certainly could be better. So a lot of work is going into getting it up to spec and getting it working properly. One of the interesting base concepts in Calligra, which I'll be getting back to a little bit, is shapes. Now, shapes is, like you would expect it, a thing which you put into your document, a shape, which can be anything, really. One of the more odd things, you can have videos or music embedded in your presentations, like you would, normally do formulas and so on. Where is it? But one of the slightly odd things that you can also do. Where is it? Am I just blind? No, there we go. Music. Which is not a music player, but it's music notation. And it was a Summer of Code project from a couple of years ago. I'm not a musician, so I have no idea what this will actually sound like, but probably horrible. But, just a tool where you can do all of these funny little things that you would normally want to do when you do musical notation. So somebody sat down and built this shape, and the trick is that since all of Calligra is built on these shapes, all of these are available in all of the applications. Somebody built a marble shape a while back as well. I don't have it installed, but if you have marble installed, you will be able to put a working globe into your document, create maps, and all of these wonderful things. Actually, do I have it? I haven't checked, but let's see. never mind. So all of these various little bits of data that you'd want to put in, if you have something company specific that you need to be able to pull out data from some really obscure format that no one else has, or some really core bit of functionality that you need, you can build a shape and it will work. No, I don't want to save it. So, all of these shapes are the basic building blocks of which you create documents. And now it does get a little bit technical, I promise, not too much. The plugin is made up of a shape factory and a tool factory. There's a consistent API between them. They're very, very straightforward to create. I joined the company. I'd never worked with the Calligra code base before, and the first thing I get jumped into is here, create this shape as a new shape that a company wanted us to build. And yeah, 2 weeks of work and we had it running. This is from a person who has never touched the Calligra code base before. I was impressed, put it that way. And you know, obviously they can do all of these things. The shape itself really doesn't do very much. It does the loading and storing, it does painting and the local data store. The tool factory is the things where in the music shape you saw the tools out here. Those bits of tools are the things that you do use to manipulate the shape itself. So the bits you use to change the contents of your shape. So the tools are the things that actually do stuff that isn't directly related to painting. So obviously with such a wonderful code base, what could we possibly want more? Yeah, the trees don't go into the skies. There are holes. The office engine. Obviously, everything needs improvement. There's always optimizations to be done. We will do them. A QML-based user experience is underway. The two previous ones you saw, the two touch-based UXs you saw, were both based on QWidget in one way or another. And we have a person working on a QML-based version. There are two people doing it as such things are in their spare time, and they're already pretty far ahead. They started this a couple of weeks ago. We have not got complete support for ODF 1.2 yet. We do have support for RDF, which is a metadata storage format, which was implemented in the ODF standard recently. Open formula, something that a couple of very large companies have put a lot of effort into getting into the ODF standard. We have support for that. Exporting to MS formats. We already read them, but serializing into those formats is a bit of a minefield. But we're sharing a lot of work with other people in this area. So hopefully this will work out. And then lots and lots of plugins, it says. Yes, there are many, many more plugins that need to happen. The Virtual Globe plugin that I mentioned before, sorry. The Virtual Globe plugin based on Marble, multitudes of others. I don't have them in my head, but come to me later, I'll hook you up. And resources for where you might get in touch with people on the Calligra team for various reasons, or if you want to contribute, we are very open to new people. Yeah, come by and say hi. So, questions. I'm afraid this went a little bit faster than expected, but.
I think you've mentioned it earlier, but I'm not sure if I got the details right. I've been using KOffice for quite a few years, and
right.
Will I still be able to read those files with Calligra? Have you dropped import filters for the old
KOffice
versions?
We're not dropping support for any of the old formats.
Okay.
Calligra is still the old KOffice under the hood. A lot of the code is getting cleaned up. Many new bits of functionality are being implemented, but we're not getting rid of the import functionality for the old KOffice files. Don't worry about it. It's staying.
Any further questions?
You showed a slide with a shiny new car. When will it be released?
The shiny new car will be released when it's ready. I don't actually know if there is a specific time frame, but the hope is to have it soon, as in reasonably soon, not several years. It will be in a reasonable time frame. This is something that the company KO feels very strongly about and is pushing very hard for. So I would expect less than a year from now.
How support with serial letters? If I have a database, some kind of database, and I want to send 200 letters out to the people in it, can I generate these letters?
Form-based mail merging, essentially, yes. I don't know. I would be surprised if it wasn't possible to do, but I haven't tried. I'm afraid I don't know. Come to the booth, though. I can find you the person who does.
I admit I haven't checked, but does KPresenter have something like the presenter console that OpenOffice has?
The presenter view? Yes, yeah. It does.
Excellent.
I didn't show it because I wanted to show off the other bits, like the Office engine integration in Ocular. But yes, there is a presenter view.
Shall we have a look?
What?
Shall we have a look at the presenter view?
Oh yeah, give it a shot. Right. Where is it? It's saying slideshow. Presenter view enable presentation monitor primary because you want to see the presentation view. start presentation. Right, that's the presentation view. Speaker notes, I don't have any. But yes, presenter view like you would expect it. Switching, all of that. Previous.
There are speaker notes. They are specific for every site or only for support?
They're specific per slide.
Okay.
Again, I haven't used them, but yes, that's the intention.
And is it possible, I'm studying informatics science, computer science, and we also have many times where we need mathematic formula and text for some papers. Is it possible to make both in one program? Not only a formula editor, also a text editor in once?
I don't.
Something like. As
it, so that you have a formula in the flow of the text?
Yeah.
I haven't tried, but I know. Yes? Yeah.
Because it's a shape.
It's a shape, yeah. And you should be able to do an anchor that's stuck on a piece of text. I know there's been a lot of work gone into the whole anchoring issue recently, combined with the text layout refactoring, which, by the way, is also fixed. Some of you will have used it and know that tables are problematic in text in KOffice, or was in KOffice, still is in KOffice. This has been fixed in Calligra. And interestingly as well, this also means that the new text layouting engine, unlike the old one, is unit testable. Yes. so that you can actually write unit tests for the text layouting engine, because the old one wasn't entirely deterministic in how it put bits of text in places. You know, tiny details, but it meant that it was really difficult to compare the results. And the new one is. It's entirely deterministic where things end up. So yeah, we're very happy with this result. It is the effort of a couple of months of one guy's work that's culminating in this. It's being merged in as we speak. So it's very, very cool. And there's a snapshot coming out not too long, a week or so, which contains these new bits.
Okay, any problems? No? Okay, then I thank you very much for this excellent presentation. And yeah, thank you. See you all at Linux Nacht tonight.